Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does anyone today still receive a holiday work bonus? 585-252-9800. We want you to share with us the worst holiday bonus you've ever received.
Well, I mean, Moose, with COVID, it's like things are tight all over. You know what I mean? COVID. It's like that happened 5 years ago. We haven't bounced back yet. They're like COVID just like, you know, people who are still using COVID as an excuse need to find a better bit. There, I said it.
We need you guys to floor us this morning with your responses. It's Moose, it's Breezy, PXY Mornings. Worst holiday bonus I ever received was from Donor Services Group, the professional fundraising call center that I worked at for a couple of years. So they gifted me a $10 gift card to the NPCA, which was the National Park Conservation Association, right? And that $10 was to be used to pick a park in the country that I wanted to donate $10 to. So in retrospect, they gave me $10 to turn it around and give it right back to them.
Right.
I've never been so insulted. I don't remember which park I chose, but I do remember being pissed. Anyone else aside from Clark Griswold getting a membership to Jelly of the Month Club? Anyone at all?
What is that?
From Christmas Vacation.
Oh, geez.
He didn't get his holiday bonus. So he wasn't able to put that built-in pool in the backyard. They gave him a Jelly of the Month Club.
Here's the thing that I think people need to really, really hammer home in their own head. Do not ever, and I think that's a perfect example, do not ever rely on that Christmas bonus in any way, shape, or form to buy your family presents, to buy your family food, because you will be sadly mistaken to find out it's not what you thought it was going to be.
Well, unless you're the CEO, you know, unless you know what's coming to you, then sure, plan away. I get that. But anyone else just been so insulted? And especially, here's the thing, don't have expectations anymore. Don't get your hopes up. Because you're going to get disappointed.
This person says, we got a mandatory work party, which all costs us each $25 to attend. That brings me to my next point. We had a beautiful company party last week. Scott Spazzano got a $70 parking ticket just to go.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
Yeah, we all find parking, and Spazzano got 70 bucks worth of tickets.
Yeah.
JC says, I worked at a company, and the owner walked around during the Christmas party and gave people their paychecks in a fancy envelope with a bow on it. That way, clients would be thinking that the employees were getting bonuses. It was such a joke. Oh, man. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
What's up, Laura? Not only do we not get a bonus, but we also had to buy tickets if we wanted to attend the company Christmas party. I can't imagine.
I can't. That's the thing.
25
like
bucks of tickets.
Yeah.
To go to the Christmas party.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing about it, right? It's like, we're doing this for you. It's like, you're literally making me pay. You're making me pay. I'm not paying to go to something that I never wanted to go to in the first place. Let's see who else is here. My boss sent out a $10 Starbucks gift card. And then he also laid off 10% of the company. So there's that. The words, "It's not a layoff, it's a coffee break," is now banned from our team Slack.
Yeah.
All right.
Jenny says, "Moose, same thing happened to me. I got a letter from corporate letting me know that they had made a donation in my name to a charity, specifically to themselves. I work for a nonprofit."
This is crazy. I used to work at the Cheesecake Factory, and 1 year they gave everyone a cheesecake from Costco.
What? I'm lost on that one. You work at the Cheesecake Factory, and they hooked you up with Costco cheesecake. Make that make sense. Well, we know where they're getting their cheesecake from.
Yeah, literally.
What's up, guys? Good morning. I got a ballpoint pen and a cheap day planner with our corporate logo on it. Yeah, it's important to keep track of all those meetings you're going to.
Right.
That you're not going to get paid for. Andrea says, "My old work started by giving Christmas cards stuffed with cash. Within 10 years, the bonus reduced to nothing. And we ended up with a boring holiday party, 2 drink tickets, and a mashed potato bar. Many vital employees who helped build that place all ended up quitting." That's what's up. I love a good mashed potato bar. They used to do that here. Were you here for that? Oh, my
yeah,
Lord. The Christmas parties here were stupid. We
I
had
don't...
about 350 people, all clients.
Yeah.
Mashed potato bar in every floor.
I don't want to talk about it because it'll literally never happen again. So, no use. This person says, "I get paid monthly, which is quite common. As a bonus, we got paid on the 15th rather than the 30th. So basically, January payday was 45 days away."
Oh, great.
Wow. That really helps me out immensely. Thank you so much.
585-252-9800. We're asking the question this morning, what is the worst holiday bonus you have ever received? And then Julie followed up with, "What's a Christmas bonus?" It's like, yeah, not too many people see them anymore today.
No, they don't.
I will say a couple of years ago, I think it was one of the companies I worked for right before I moved home to take this position, but they gave me a nice $1,500 check.
That's
it
nice.
Was very generous. I don't know what happened to it. I think I had to pay a large amount of taxes on it.
Yeah.
But it was very generous.
It's in that offshore account that you forgot about.
I think I had to use it to get my car on a truck and have it driven home.
God.
Matt says, "Ready for this one? I got a $50 gift card that they charged me income tax on." There you have it. Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it up with this one. "I got a gift card for 20% off a pizza." Right. "And I couldn't use it at specific locations or for delivery."
You know what? It amazes me
that
the people packing these just don't have the common sense of how insulting these type of crappy gifts are. A majority of people would rather get nothing than get, "Hey, here's a coupon to a free pizza."
Right.
Like, are you joking me right now?
Right.
Is this how you're rewarding all of my hard work? Give me a break. Stop it. Just say, "Hey, here's a Christmas card that says, thanks for everything, happy holidays." Don't put a coupon in it that's going to expire.
Can't even use it. Unfortunately. But these things happen.
So if you are getting a nice fat bonus for the holidays, consider yourself lucky, because not too many people here. It just doesn't happen anymore.
It does not.
All right, it's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's talk Salvation Army real quick of Greater Rochester. They are facing significant volunteer shortages this holiday season. And according to Mr. Michael Gilbert, who's the Director of Development, the organization currently right now, they're saying, has about 500 volunteers. That's half of what they need. They need about 1,000 people. If there's 500 people listening right now that would like to help out our good friends there at the Salvation Army, it really would be so appreciated, because the funds raised through the Kettle campaign, they're saying, are extremely crucial for supporting a lot of the various programs throughout the entire year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these include shelters for both men and women, emergency family services, and a lot of other community support initiatives. But if we don't hit our goal during our Christmas Kettle campaign, it does affect our ability to provide those services throughout the entire year, Gilbert says.
I feel like, I mean, I read the Pirate Toy Fund story after or before this, and you with the Salvation Army story. I just feel like with inflation and the cost of everything being so much higher, people are so much, they're in so much financial strain that, like, I mean, not given the volunteer stuff, the volunteer stuff is what it is, but people even having the ability to donate, it's tough. It puts us in a tough position.
No, I get it. I mean, listen, you see the people ringing the bell outside the mall, outside Target, wherever they may be. If you could throw a buck in there, it does add up. You know, nobody's saying, hey, take 20% of your paycheck and give it to the Salvation Army. Do what you can.
I know.
I give what I can when I can. You ever hear that? A volunteer of the Salvation Army, Paul, says he believes the shortage is part of a broader trend affecting a ton of industries in Rochester. He says his son's an EMT. They can't find any help.
Right.
He goes, but it is, if you can volunteer, it really is nice to give back if you have the chance to do it. The Salvation Army emphasizes the urgency of the situation, stating that without more volunteers and donations, their services for next year could be impacted. So, guys, if you want to help, you can go over to registertoring.com and you can sign up to ring that shiny bell. You want to do it as an individual, that's fine. If you want to do it with groups or family members, you can do that too. You can do it together. But registertoring.com.
Perfect.
If Breezy can have a couple of side gigs, why can't I? I got a message from a listener. We'll call her Deborah. And she put together a business proposal for me. And I need some honest opinions on if you think people would actually spend money on this, especially during the holidays. I'll share with you what this is, what kind of money you could possibly make from it. All coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. The wheels are turning right now for some of our listeners. Breezy has a side gig, a couple of them. And the question is, why can't I? Well,
that's, you can.
That's the thing. That's why one of our listeners wrote me a proposal last week.
Okay.
And we'll call her Deborah. Deborah's asking if I would be interested in joining her on a new business venture. And she wants to rent me out for the holidays. If someone needs a date to bring to their company Xmas party or their dumb family holiday gathering, they can pay a reasonable amount.
So you're an escort.
To take me. That's what it feels like. She goes, now, hold on a second. She goes, hear me out. Before you say it's stupid, look at the positives. The holidays, you should rent yourself out to be a holiday. The free food, free alcohol, you get paid money. You get to go back in your bed by the nighttime. There's a potential to meet cool people. There's zero pressure. She goes, did I mention alcohol and food? I said, hold on.
She's asking to rent you.
She's asking to be my agent. I said, what do you get out of this? She goes,
20%.
20%. Yeah. I go,
that makes sense.
My agent in LA got 10. I said, so.
Really? I was giving her 20.
God. She goes, well, we can go through the legalities of it. She goes, we could possibly work out a deal until the business really gets booming. She goes, Christmas is only the beginning. We can expand to New Year's Eve dates, Valentine's, or to just a lonely Friday night. She goes, you can go nowhere but up with this, Moose. The sky is the limit. I said, okay.
It's so-
She goes, I know you're not lonely. You have Breezy. She goes, but all those restaurants you go to and you're paying for meals and drinks and all that. She goes, why not get paid to do that with somebody? I said, so I would be a male escort. She goes, however you want to look at it.
Yeah. It's giving Pretty Woman.
Would you pay for something like this? Not you, Breezy. I'm talking hypothetically to our listeners.
No. Well, okay. I would only pay for this if I was in a sticky situation. And I've always, always said this, and it depends on how toxic of a human you are, but like say you and your ex just broke up and you have to go to this wedding and your ex is going to be there. You want to go with somebody and make them jealous.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, I could see why.
You know what I mean? Like something along those lines.
So somebody would need to hire me to go and make somebody else jealous.
But honestly, like,
I think there's,
I don't know.
There is money to be made. I'm trying to see the bigger picture here.
No, I'm not saying that there's not money to be made, but I feel like
Is it dirty money?
I've seen people do a lot dirtier. Let's just say that.
Listen, I think
literally and figuratively.
I can't remember if I shared this story last year on the air. I can't believe next month will be 2 years you and I have done this show together.
I know, wild.
At some point in time, I know I must have shared this, but when I was really just hard up for cash in Los Angeles, this was in the beginning of the acting career, I'd say maybe 2014. I got to a point of desperation where I got tired of going to a blood clinic to donate blood.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't paying the bills. I was like, I need more money, baby. Come on. Daddy needs some new shoes. So I went on to laescorts.com. I set up a profile. I'm like, do I do it? Do I do it? I'm like, all these guys are chiseled with abs and beautiful jawlines. I said, they needed a picture of me with my shirt off. I was like, that's where I draw the line.
And you couldn't even get the role in Magic Mike for the extra backup bartender
because no,
you weren't chiseled enough.
No, I went in for the role of a bartender.
And they asked you to take your shirt off.
They wanted me to read for something else while I was already there. And I said, oh, okay. I thought he came in to read for a bartender.
You couldn't even read for the other thing because they took one look at you and they were like,
mm-hmm. They're like, do you mind just taking your shirt off while you do the read for us? I was like, if that's what you guys want. And they're like, oh, okay.
They didn't even see a nipple. They were like, oh, we're good here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. No, it's crazy. I've also, I mean, when I was younger, stupid, obviously, but I did dabble in like the thoughts and even visiting the site of seeking an arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money to be made. But guys, be real with me. 585-252-9800. If you were to pay for something like this, how much money would you spend? Like, how much would you be willing?
So it would have to be hourly. It'd have to be hourly. And I think for it to be worth your time, it has to be at least 50 an hour. It has to be.
I said 600 for the night.
Oh.
I don't know how many hours that is, though. What am I doing? Am I going to dinner? I mean, what's the
Well, you
what's
the okay, date? So here's the situation.
You're probably right, though. I'd probably have to charge by the hour.
Yeah. So I typically, for my side hustle, for it to be worth my time, I have to make 100 an hour, or else I'm not doing it. So with that being said, I think what you if you're very serious about this, I mean, listen, I've launched multiple businesses.
I know.
Like, it's nobody's business. I think what you need to do is you need to sell packages.
You have a ton of offshore accounts.
So what that looks like is like, okay, a date night package. That's this rate. And so that's 2 hours of my time.
That includes
3 hours.
And that would include like dinner and maybe one conversation about
a drink and dinner. Or like a drink and like a bar or two. So that's a package in itself. That's the date night package. And it's 2 hours. You get me for 2 hours for X amount.
Right.
You can add an additional hour for $40.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Okay.
The next would be something a little more advanced. Let's say the premium package, right? And that would be I'm taking you somewhere. We're going to a party or a gathering.
Right.
And that's going to be a little more time expected from you. And it's going to be a lot more social interaction with others. So you have to charge more. And then the big kahuna, the diamond package,
is the
platinum package.
That's the wedding package.
That's the wedding. That's the funeral. That's the, you know, high school reunion.
Yes.
And that's going to cost a pretty penny.
Okay.
And listen.
So, well, hold on. I gotta catch people up here. If you're just tuning in, our listener, Deborah, put together a proposal for me. She wants to start a little side gig, me being the star, and wants to call it, what does she want to call it? Holiday.
So I think she got this from the movie that Emma Roberts is in called Holiday.
Yes. So free food, free alcohol, she says, but allow people to go out with you, zero pressure, and then I would get 20%. I was like, you would get 10. 20% is crazy. But what would people be willing to pay?
This person says, Moose, Deborah's your pimp. I hate to break it to you. If you need something to do, you should go volunteer and ring that bell for the Salvation Army instead of getting money to ring other women's bells. Yeah, that's tea. That's tea. Wowzies.
I'm losing it.
Yeah.
I'm losing
it. I think if you're really serious about it, you need to have a package in place with different tiers.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think you're right.
Basic, premium, platinum.
Basic, premium, platinum.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like a car wash.
I think the premium package for the wedding date and all that and conversation of your choice, That's got to be at least $800. It's got to be.
Wait, no, that's not premium. That's platinum.
Whatever it is, platinum. Okay. Yes,
platinum. You gotta know your menu.
I know.
We gotta get a tattoo on your arm.
I get so confused sometimes because premium and platinum. That's why I'm always putting the wrong gas in my car.
What you're not gonna do is you're not going to give someone a rate and then turn around and give someone else. You need to know your stuff. I'm not gonna have it. It's an embarrassment to me.
No, I get
it. It's a reflection on me.
I totally get it.
No, I'm getting a cut too. I'm getting a cut too. Wait, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Did Deborah ask to do this with you as well, in the sense of like, she's like, I want to rent you? Or she was like, I just have this idea.
She just came straight out and was like, I have a great idea. Let's partner up on this. I was like, ugh, God.
Your Saturdays and Sundays and Fridays will be filled. Have a girlfriend ever again.
I'm going to be totally booked, you guys. But the question is, I'm still waiting on it. What would you pay for this?
I think I'd pay like maybe...
But if it was
50
me.
$50 max.
Okay.
For you, $50 max. Hands down. I'll drop the Venmo right now.
What package is that?
The basic.
Oh, got it. Got it. Thank you.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting to...